B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:41. It's like a heat wave.
It is a heat wave.
Burning in my heart.
You should get that checked.
I can't keep from crying. It's tearing me apart. That's LBF last night.
Yeah.
How did you do it without any air conditioning?
Let me just back up.
Holy
like, I posted
cow.
Something on my Facebook about the temperature in my house last night was 85 degrees.
Inside the house.
It's not that I lost power. People were under the impression that this is an involuntary situation. We had to take out our window units because we got windows.
Right.
And so they don't fit. It's complicated. But anyway, we made the decision. We can't have air conditioning. It'll ruin the windows, blah, blah, blah. So this is day Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, Sunday.
This is day three.
Right.
Last night was very, very uncomfortable.
I don't know how you did it.
So it was very like Little House in the Prairie level 50.
Yeah.
Because what happened was I was like, everyone take a cold shower.
Nice.
Get into the blanketless bed. Maybe like the sheet was optional.
Oh, you're sleeping on top.
Yeah. Fans in windows blowing on us in many different directions.
Oh, my goodness.
But the key was a wet towel or a cold compress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You had to go that far.
I went that far.
Why didn't you put your jammies in the freezer for an hour before you go to bed? That'd be nice and refreshing.
I could try it tonight, but like I feel like that would be like jumping into a cold water.
It might feel good.
It might feel good.
Yeah. Did you have like a block of ice you could put in front of the fan?
No.
Oh,
I don't.
Old school.
Yeah. You know, like you see in the cartoons.
No.
And you put tie a little rag to the fan.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well live.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know how you did it.
It's going to be a long time.
But you look good. You look good today.
Thanks.
I mean, I don't know how you did it. I'd be sweating. It's hot.
Great for your pores.
Right?
No, it's like,
getting
so the
ready.
Key
How'd you
is
get ready?
To shower at night and then do a quick overall
pat down
of cold water in the morning, which wakes you up.
Yeah. No, you look good. I'm telling you, you look better
for somebody who's like dying of heat.
If you would know
listen,
if I didn't have air conditioning when I came in.
Come around my house around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I look like one of those overweight cats that they always put on, like
on
lying on the couch, and it's just like dead. And you're like, yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Good.
Yeah. I know. I'll stop hitting on you.
Good. So you haven't showered after sleeping sweaty all night. Okay. Jeez. Good to know.
No, I didn't sweat last night because of the
Okay.
Yeah. No, true.
Good.
Okay. Okay. Well, one more night of it. It's another heat wave.
Yeah, but then it's just regular heat.
91 for your high today. Or 93. The Channel 5 is calling for 93. So I'll call for 93.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm not going to argue with them. No way. 77 already. So there you have it. Okay. $1 million scramble. Just so you know, heads up. We didn't get a winner yesterday. We're stuck on four songs. Our player, Lindsay.
She was
from
so
Bill
good.
Rekha. Boom, boom, boom. It's the last one to get you. You get that one today at 8 o'clock. It's worth $1,000. Then you get in a million dollar club.
And then you can buy air conditioning.
See what
for
I mean?
Me.
No,
yeah.
So for you. For the cat. Cat on the couch.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Lately I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Crafts P3 Portable Packs, Protein Packs. Try the P3 portable protein packs, up to 13 grams of protein for meat, cheese, and nuts. And with convenient on-the-go packaging, P3 is there for your commute or whenever you need a boost of energy. All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, unlike Halloween candy in the grocery store right now, this Halloween news is going to make you happy. not angry.
Well, that's nice. It's already in the stores?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
Yep. A couple of friends of mine posted it on social media.
Well, Easter got robbed. There was no Easter this year.
So Easter did get robbed.
Jumping ahead.
Think of it that way.
There you go. All right, Brian Bell.
Not that we needed more evidence that Bobby Orr is awesome, but I have more evidence that Bobby Orr is awesome.
No, was there any doubt?
Nah.
Okay. And I've got a great feel-good story this morning about how a little doggy saved his master.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It is so cute. Okay, LBF, let's hear it.
Okay, so Disney is introducing this Halloween adaptive costumes that include two wheelchair wraps that transform kids' wheelchairs into, like, Cinderella's coach or the Incredimobile from The Incredibles.
Incredibles.
Nice. So parents have often had to do this, like, you know, where you have a child in a wheelchair or has a feeding tube or something like that. They've had to create their own costumes for the kids, which is, like, you know, kind of annoying. They can't go into a store and maybe pick something out. Well, now Disney's going to do that. The other costume is an incredible suit. Oh, other costumes include an incredible suit, a Cinderella gown, and a Buzz Lightyear spacesuit.
That's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good news for parents.
Yeah, it is good.
So. No Lightning McQueen? You think that would be an easy one?
That'd be easy.
I don't know. I'll talk to Disney about it.
Closer than you think, right? I know. It's coming.
True.
We're already talking about what the kids are going to be.
Lucy mentioned it yesterday. I'm like, really?
Does she want something?
Does she want to share again?
She wants to be Christine from Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah. She sings that all around the house
all the time.
Christine from Phantom?
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to. What do you dress her in?
A big poofy dress, and Dave gets to wear an eye patch. I don't know.
Have fun.
All right.
And who are you, little girl?
They'll be singing. People will know.
Yeah, they'll know. Trust me.
All right, Brian.
All right. So, hey, Bobby Orr, he's great. Just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the goal back in May.
The flying goal.
Well, apparently Bobby Orr is spending some time on the Cape because yesterday he stopped into the Barnstable and what's the other one? Barnstable and the Bourne Police Department.
He has a house down there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And this is why he dropped off a little picture just to thank the guys for everything they do. A little signed picture of the goal. So Bobby Orr will not be getting any tickets on the Cape this year.
No. Nope.
Was there any doubt?
So there you go.
Love it.
Nice to stop in and drop that off.
He's a great. Is there a better former athlete than Bobby Orr?
No, there truly isn't.
Go ahead,
name one. He's so nice.
We've had him in here. He's amazing.
Love to meet him. I saw him once years ago at a golf tournament, and he was very pleasant. Then I watched Derek Sanderson put about a pound of salt on his roast beef sandwich. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
he kept shaking and shaking.
Really?
I'm like, sir, are you sure you got enough salt? Okay. How about this story? This is your feel-good story of the day. An 86-year-old Navy veteran, Rudy Armstrong, lives on a houseboat. Wow, isn't that great? Wow, what a life. He's in Oriental, North Carolina. That's the name of the town. Oriental, North Carolina, with his Chihuahua, Boo-Boo. Yeah.
Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo. Last week, Rudy had a stroke, and he couldn't get to his phone to call for help because he couldn't move one of his arms or legs. That's what happened. So he said, quote, "Okay, Boo-Boo, go get me some help." And Boo-Boo did.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get you some help.
But Boo-Boo's a girl, so yeah, that's fine.
The guy would have been like, what? No.
Boo-Boo went running off the boat and brought back the dock master, who called 911.
Really?
Yeah. So Rudy was in the hospital for 5 days, but he's been since reunited with Boo-Boo. He said, "I've got tears running out of my eyes. I missed her so much."
Well, Boo-Boo. That is one.
Isn't that a great story?
Good dog.
Smart Chihuahua.
She ran off and got help, the dock master. You thought Lassie was just this, you know, story that couldn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Timmy in the well. Yeah. Rudy on the boat.
Right.
So there's your feel-good story of the day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So yeah, 628 and sunny today, 93 for the high. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 73 tomorrow, down to 87. But we've got a heat wave, no doubt about it.
Sure do.
It was last time I checked in Boston, 77.
Ugh.
is right.
It's not even 7 o'clock.
Not even. Don't you hate that?
Speak to management.
You go out and sweat with your coffee in this morning. It's tough. Hey, would you like a food hack real quick?
Sure.
Before we do this?
Okay.
Store your ice cream upside down if you don't want freezer burn. Just read that.
Like, that you're assuming that we have ice cream leftovers.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me talk. Okay. Brian, if you, Brian, if you have any.
Good idea. Really?
Yeah. All right. Who's got this awesome sound of the Collins in the air tonight? Because of these two twin boys?
Yeah, these 22-year-old twins, Tim and
not
Fred
boys,
Williams.
Yeah, young men.
Young men. And they listen to classic rock for the first time. And, you know, they're like, okay, let's hear it. So they made a video of themselves listening to In the Air Tonight for the first time. And when the drums kick in, this is what happens.
So good. But the pain still grows, so strangers to you and me.
They felt like y'all sleeping on me.
Let's wake them up.
Let's wake them up.
He ain't got that
cold. Hey, that was cold.
I got to download this to my phone.
That was cold,
man.
How you did that. I ain't going to lie. You got me on that.
I ain't never seen nobody drop a beat 3 minutes in a song.
Yeah.
Great.
Interesting, man.
I'm dead.
That's unique.
That's unique.
Yeah, I love it. They're like, Phil, you got one there,
3 minutes. You got me there.
So good news for Phil Collins, right?
Apparently, the video went viral, and it's 4,600 people bought the song, a 1,100% increase, and people are still buying it.
Who probably had never heard of it. Like, wow, what's that? He drops
the
beat at 3:45.
You know, we listen to these songs all the time, and they're classics, but for somebody seeing it new.
We play it.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably the biggest bump it's gotten since that song was in The Hangover.
Yes.
Mike Tyson.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And he did that.
My favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, boom.
That's awesome. So sales are up. That's great.
Yeah, good for Phil.
These kids, they just sit and listen, and you watch them listen to music, and that's a great reaction. Okay, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Hey, he's got a dad bod these days, so it's perfect timing that he might be in the remake of Three Men and a Baby.
Is that a problem?
A dad bod?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have a problem with dad bods. I'm just describing.
Okay, good.
All right? Don't think I'm judging.
There's a couple in the room.
Dad bods?
Yes.
Dad bods are the greatest.
Sorry,
you know what a dad bod says to me? Do you know what a dad bod says to me?
What does it say?
We're not waking up early to go jogging on
Saturday.
No, that's what I like in a man.
No, we're not.
All right?
No about those abs. No, sir. Hey, I stand corrected. It's going to be 95 today.
Stop it.
95.
They up it?
They upped it.
What am I going to do?
It's going to have a tropical feel, so you might as well make some tropical drinks.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No,
you know
turn your day around.
That's what they said.
Look
yeah, right.
That.
Hey, Dave.
Fabulous
no, he said
idea.
It's tropical. I'm feeling tropical.
Start your morning day with the ROI Morning Show. Bob Brunson, LBA.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's 6:47. Let's see what's happening in Hollywood with a Dirty Laundry Report, LBF.
It's dad bobs. It's diet pills.
Dad bobs?
Bods.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
I don't want a new name for that. No, that's
dad bobs.
Not good. Yeah, we don't want
that. That'd be an interesting haircut.
Yeah, it would be.
My dad got a perm once, and that was hard to live down. Okay. Speaking of dads, Chris Pratt is a dad again. Isn't that exciting?
With a little Schwarzenegger girl?
Yes, exactly. Catherine, not Kathleen, Catherine Schwarzenegger, Arnold, Maria. She's a girl. Her name is Lila.
I know.
Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt.
Your girl's Lila.
Girl's Lila, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Chris Pratt has a 7-year-old son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm.
I was really sad when they broke up. But I always get super sad when people break up. Like, I was really sad. I was upset because I thought that Chris Pratt cheated on Anna Faris with Jennifer Lawrence when he was in the movie Passengers with her.
He did?
I think he did. I would have.
Yep.
Because, okay. First of all, Jennifer Lawrence is delightful, but also the chemistry between the two of them.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, you have to see
is
that
it good?
Movie. Yes, it's a sleeper hit. Right. It's so good, and it begs the question.
That's the one where
question.
They go into space?
They go into space.
Yeah.
And somebody, they're not supposed to wake up for like, you know, 100,000 years or something.
Cool.
One of those
yeah.
things. But then, and there are a bunch of people in this pod, and one person wakes up. And then he decides whether or not to
plot.
Wake up.
I'll tell you.
And then he decides whether or not somebody else should wake up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get the popcorn
I don't want to be alone.
Ready.
I have to wake somebody else up.
Okay. Who am I going to wake up?
I'd wake up Jennifer Lawrence,
like
too.
Jennifer Lawrence. And that is the movie.
Eeny, meeny,
miny, mo.
You're staying asleep, bud.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I'm mo. Trust me.
But it is a really good movie if you have nothing to do. All right, speaking of movies and dads, Zac Efron.
I'm so excited.
He's going to star in a remake of Three Men and a Baby on Disney Plus. Although I just said like 2 weeks ago or last week that he's thinking about moving to New Zealand because he's sick of Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a reality TV show now on Netflix.
We did say last week New Zealand is the most Googled, I think, one of the questions.
Well, yeah.
How do I move to New Zealand? Is a big
one. Everybody wants to go. Like, super rich people buy up properties.
Yeah.
They speak English. It seems very nice. Also, they have a really good leader over there, and they haven't had a coronavirus case in 100 days.
And Kiwi. Lots of Kiwi.
Yes.
There you have
it. Do you have the koalas there, too? They're cute.
I'm sure they come
maybe.
Over.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Visit. Yeah.
Australia, New Zealand, isn't it? Basically the same.
Yeah, you just go
it's like New York
it.
And New Jersey.
Tell them that. Yeah.
You're like, whatever.
You're not going. Yep. You just failed.
You're out.
Yeah.
You failed the test.
Anyway, Three Men and a Baby was the original in 1987, starring Tom Selleck and Ted Danson and Steve Guttenberg.
So good.
What happened to him. It was the first live-action Disney movie to cross the $100 million mark domestically. Mm. So it was a good movie.
87. Yeah, remember
even
that.
Three Men and a Little Lady wasn't bad.
Not so bad. And finally,
didn't
speaking of movies,
one.
The trailer for the new Saved by the Bell references Jesse's battle with caffeine pills. Do
you I watched it yesterday.
You ready? Here's a little clip.
Hear it while you get a heads up. Here you go.
Are those caffeine pills? At first, they're so exciting. And then it gets even more exciting. But after that, it gets so scary. And in the end, you ruin your girl group's shot at a recording contract.
What?
Saved by the Bell.
A movie?
It's a movie, and it's going to be on the Peacock channel. And I just want to let everyone know that if you have a Samsung television, Peacock does not have a deal with Samsung, so you're going to have to go to your friends.
You go
house.
Hungry.
That's okay. You get it free with Xfinity.
You do?
Yep.
Even on all the different TVs?
Yeah. Just built right into the box.
Is that a
look
commercial?
At that plug.
Look at that plug. That was smooth.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
You done?
I'm done.
Couple of birthdays.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor.
Yeah.
This is all going to tie together.
Is it?
He's 37 today.
Yeah.
And the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, is 67 today. Chris Hemsworth is going to play the Hulk in an upcoming Netflix movie.
Oh, I see what you did.
See that? Isn't that wacky?
That's wacky.
Yeah, he's going to play the Hulk.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm going to have some cake, and I'm going to have some candles.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 75 degrees in Boston and up to 95. So look at it this way. You only have 20 more degrees to go to hit the high.
Oh, my God.
Think about that, right?
That's awful.
How often does that happen? Right?
That's an awful thing to say.
I don't know why I said it.
Wow. Yeah.
Take it back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. 20 more degrees to go to hit the high.
That's a lot.
Hey, yesterday, good day to stay in with some nice, cool air conditioning.
Yeah, you have that sort of thing.
If you have LBF, I'm telling you, we've got to do something about that.
I know.
But that's another story for another day. Yesterday, we talked about, I brought up that my 21-year-old daughter had never seen Perfect Storm.
Yes.
So we had a little Saturday night, you know, rewatch of it. I haven't seen it in years. And it stands the test of time.
Does it?
Well, it does. You always think maybe this time the boat's going to make it.
Yeah, I know. So funny. Yeah.
Spoiler
like Titanic,
alert.
I'm always like, maybe they'll live.
Spoiler alert. But I did notice in the movie that some really bad accents. You said Diane Lane is the worst.
It's pretty bad.
Check out George Clooney. He doesn't even try.
Okay.
He's with William H. No, William. What's this guy's name? He's in Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I knew that guy.
Riley.
John C. Reilly.
He's with John C. Reilly.
We're looking at 40 to 50 foot waves. Gale force winds. It's a real bad one. Right in our path. It's pretty rough stuff out there, that's for sure. So either we hang out here for a few days until it calms down.
We got 60,000 pounds of fish here.
Fish here. That's John Reilly.
George is just so good looking and so successful. He's just like, I'm not even going to attempt
this. Face doesn't even have to try.
I'm not trying.
He didn't even try.
So,
I think because if you do try and fail miserably at it, you'll just, you won't
then
live it
over.
Down.
You just, that's part of it. It'll be in your obit. The worst Boston accent ever.
So Brian found this. This is great, Brian.
Seth Meyers. Yeah.
With some wicked bad.
Yeah.
Boston accent.
Boston accent, the movie.
Here it is.
You all know me. I'm not just a cop. I'm a father. I'm a son. And above all, I'm from Boston.
Boston accent. Critics are calling the film Boston Accent gritty, emotional, and the movie with the most Boston accents this year.
Yep.
The Politician. With the upscale Kennedy-type Boston accent.
I am the mayor of Boston.
Right.
And I was elected to clean up this town, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to get my hands dirty.
The townie who says the word bro in every sentence.
You know him.
Bro, don't tell me to chill out, because I'm cranked up, bro. And I know where you live, bro. And bro, I know where you work, bro.
The hard-nosed detective played by a British actor who's trying his best but doesn't quite have it.
I know he thinks he's wicked smart, but here's the thing, I'm wicked smarter.
No.
An actor who decided at the last minute not to do a Boston accent at all.
I'm going to go park the car in Harvard Yard.
George Clooney.
And nothing stronger than these accents is the love between a man and a woman. Boston style.
What do you want from me, Donna?
I want you to stop treating me like garbage.
Well, when are you going to stop putting jimmies on my ice cream?
Oh, I'll put jimmies on your ice cream when you stop acting like a
Featuring 75 new songs from the Dropkick Murphys that all sound like this. Boston accent. Probably a Ben Affleck film.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
That's
great.
Good. That's great. Let's play a game. Let's have some fun with this.
Okay.
So we've stockpiled a good amount of actors attempting to do a Boston accent in various movies. If you think you can, you know, guess who they are, give us a call, 888-410-1057, and just see how many you can identify. Maybe we'll get two callers.
Yeah.
We'll have a little face-off. Yeah,
Boston
see who
accent
can guess it.
Face-off.
If you think you know your Boston accent movies and you want to give it a shot, 888-410-1057. I'm sure we'll find. I know Brian's got some Sam Adams over there.
Oh, perfect.
Throw some beer in.
Yep. We can't give that away.
Dang.
It's illegal.
All right, it's illegal.
All right, so if you want to play, we'll find something.
Something wicked good.
Wicked good. 888-410-1057. If you think you know your Boston accent movies, we're gonna play a clip. You identify them. We'll have a face-off. Two players.
Cool.
Sound fun?
Yeah,
let's
love
do
this
it.
Song too.
I know, it's ZZ Top. Legs.
Yep, great video.
All day.
One of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was in this video.
Not good, which one?
I forgot.
Yeah, it's 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. The summer of nonstop music kicks off at 9:15. That's 3 hours of music without the stops. That's fun. Hey, you guys want to play a little Boston accent face-off with two players?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do it. We have Debbie from Uxbridge and Frank from Lowell. Good morning, Debbie. We'll start with you.
All right.
Debbie, do you know your Boston accents in movies?
I hope so.
All right, we're going to find out.
I hope so.
All right, Frank?
I do suffer from Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Oh, Alzheimer's? Well, you know, my relative's called old-timers, so that's fine. All right, Frank, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to play a clip from a movie. First one who identifies the actor or actress gets a point. LBF's going to keep score.
I am? Okay.
Yes, you are.
All righty, I'll get the pen.
Here we go. Here's our first movie. It's a quick one. Listen closely.
No, do not pursue. Stay in the car.
Who is that? Anybody?
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Christian Bale.
Nope.
No, do not pursue. Stay in the car.
What's the name?
That's the question.
That's the question,
all right.
Yep.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, it was,
no, close. Matt Damon. All right,
moving on. All right,
on.
Moving
number
on.
Two.
0-0.
0-0. Here we go.
He stabbed a foreign exchange student in the chest. He got life and welcome.
Tough one.
Oh.
Give me the movie and I'll give it to anybody.
He stabbed a foreign exchange student in the chest. He got life and welcome.
It's going to be from The Fighter.
Not The Fighter.
Nope.
No.
A good little movie, you know.
Yep. All right, move on.
0-0.
Zero, that was Gone Baby Gone. Amy Ryan. All right, here we go. Here we go. First one gets it.
But maybe that code was the location of some rebel army in North Africa or the Middle East, and once they had that location, they bombed the village where the rebels are hiding.
Yeah, okay. Debbie, Frank, anybody.
Good Will Hunting, the movie, wife. Ma.
Yeah, what's the actor's
name?
Oh, what the hell is...
But maybe that code was the location of some rebel army in North Africa or the Middle East, and once they had that location, they bombed the village where the rebels are hiding.
And?
Matt Damon.
Yeah!
Oh!
Debbie!
Debbie!
Wow. All right.
All right.
Something for getting the movie.
All right, let's see.
I'll give you a half a point.
All right, now here we go. Here's the next one. First one who knows it.
And I say, hey, Bobby, where you been? But he won't tell me.
Come on.
Whoa. It's a female.
Yes,
good
Frank.
Job, Frank.
Give me the movie.
And I say, hey, Bobby, where you been? But he won't tell me.
Bobby.
The Town.
No, not The Town.
Frank.
Kesequidic.
I was just talking about the
Debbie.
Movie 5 minutes ago.
You guys don't watch enough TV.
Jeez. LBF, who is it?
It's Diane Lane from A Perfect Storm with the most imperfect Boston accent.
Yeah, God,
okay. Zero, 1 point for me.
Here we go.
Tell you something. You're suspect. Yeah, you. I don't know what your reputation is.
Anytime,
this
guys.
Town. But after the shit you tried to pull today, you can bet I'll be looking into you. Now, the business we have heretofore, you can speak with my aforementioned attorney.
All right, come on.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
No.
Come on.
Don't heckle the players.
I think they deserve it.
Good grief. Anybody?
Frank?
I cannot believe how bad you guys are at this.
We got nothing. All right, well, I win this game, hands down.
The last, no.
Me and Deb should hang out and learn our movies.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, how about this one? Here it is. Ready?
We're looking at 40 to 50 foot waves. Gale force winds.
All right, who's that?
George Clooney!
Yeah, yeah,
thank God, Debbie. Thank God. Wow. Recognized him from ER, right?
All right, last one, Frank. Here's your chance. Come on, get at least 1 point. Here it is.
You've never been out of Boston?
Nope.
So if I asked you about art, you'd probably give me the skinny on every art book ever written.
Anybody?
But you can't tell me what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel.
What's his name? Kevin Bacon.
No. It's Robin Williams. Yeah. You guys are garbage.
Apparently.
You guys are garbage.
Neither of you guys have seen Good Will Hunting, I guess.
Wow.
On constant rotation, I suggest you watch it.
Wow.
I'm not even going to play the other one.
Math, right?
All right, guys.
Say hi to your mother for me.
No. Last one. Here it is. Come on.
I didn't expect the Secret Service on this.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about it. Well, what's your name?
Hanratty. Carl Hanratty.
5 minutes earlier, you would have landed yourself a pretty good collar.
It's all right. 10 seconds later, and you'd have been shot.
All right, come on.
Oh, God.
Kevin Spacey.
Have you guys ever watched a movie?
Oh my God.
I really envision this going much better.
We have any movie tickets we can give them? Or like, I don't know, some streaming service?
This is awful.
All right, guys.
That was Tom Hanks. We say that.
That was Tom Hanks.
And Leo.
Leo.
That's what right. Can.
Who's our winner, LBF?
I don't think anybody wins at this
point. I'm the winner.
She got one, didn't she?
Well, we got one versus what? Yeah, two. One.
Deb got one.
Deb got one. You got a half.
All right, Deb, hang in
I'm
there.
I'm not really great at keeping score, obviously, so we're all losers.
Bunch of losers.
Wow. Well, listen, guys, thanks for playing.
It was fun, right? It was humiliating, and we don't.
And this is the first time I get to say you're leaving empty-handed. Okay. Gee,
wow. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, on the drawing board, looked like a good idea.
We will never play that again.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That was fun. They're good sports. All right. Oh. What's coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Well, not Boston accent movies.
No.
Nope. We have an update on Rachel Ray's fire.
Ooh.
And that was a pretty scary scene for sure.
Yeah. All right. This is your favorite one.
Oh. I just want a house. And a big, important job.
They never would have gotten that one.
I know. That's deep. That is Holly Hunter, otherwise an incredibly gifted actress, butchering the Boston accent in Once Around.
There it is.
Filmed in Boston.
We're done.
Really
okay.
good.
Okay. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 744. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Before we do Dirt, we just wanted to wrap up that game we played.
Yeah.
Name that bad Boston accent.
Yes. We had very unprepared contestants.
Wow, they couldn't get anything. It got to the point with Frank and
Donna. Debbie. Donna.
We're like, well, I'll take the name of the movie. Forget the
Debbie.
Actor. Debbie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
Anywho.
And they were all from the same movie, pretty much.
Yeah, they couldn't get anything. That was bad. So we have a call. Hey, ROR, good morning. What's up?
The worst one is Martin Sheen in The Departed.
I have a clip of that one.
Yeah, we have Martin Sheen. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be a cop, or do you want to appear to be a cop?
You just said Departed better than he did.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, just even that. Wow.
Well, thanks, guys. You make our day here at work.
That's nice.
What's your name?
My name is John.
Where do you work, John?
We work at the Chelsea Soldiers Home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
We're going to retire that game, though.
Guess that Boston accent. Those people were terrible.
Did you get any of them when you were playing?
Oh, yeah, I got three of them.
Yeah. Good.
But nobody knows what they're saying because we can't understand it.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
Anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
You're
right. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, John. Nice guy. You were heckling the players at one point. It was so bad.
I couldn't help myself.
Come on!
I mean, you got to watch a lot of TV to earn my respect.
Yeah, no, I think Frank and Debbie were up early on the way to the J-O-B because they ain't watching a lot of movies.
Nope, not a lot.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's jump in the Dirty Laundry, 746 LBS.
Dad bods, dad movies, reboots. But first, Rachel Ray is feeling grateful after a fire totally destroyed her home in upstate New York. That was Sunday night. She thanked the first responders for being, quote, kind and gracious and saving what they could of our home. Grateful that my mom, husband, and dog were all okay. These are the days we all have to be grateful for what we have, not what we've lost. She also admitted that she did lose her phone, which is why she wasn't returning calls and texts. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Got fried.
I guess so.
Yeah, I bet it did. She must have ran out of there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, that's scary.
You think you grab your phone, but it means you got to go.
I think I might grab my phone and my
These
computer.
Days, everybody does.
I guess everything's on the cloud, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just grab your phone.
Or
run.
Anyway, yeah.
Run.
Chris Pratt is a dad again, and his father-in-law, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is a grandpa, and so is his mother-in-law, Maria Shriver. He and Catherine Schwarzenegger had a baby girl, and they named her Lila. Brian Bell has a daughter named Lila.
Yep.
Great name. Lucy was going to be Lila, but we decided on Lucy because I didn't want to copy you. No, Lila Marie Schwarzenegger Pratt. Chris Pratt has a 7-year-old son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris. So congratulations. Speaking of dads and dad bods, Zac Efron, who has been accused of having a dad bod lately. He's in a
really?
TV show. Yeah.
He has a dad bod?
He doesn't.
What do you call this then if that's a dad bod? Don't say anything. That was rhetorical. I don't want to hear
you. I love dad bods.
Yeah, okay,
I love them. And as I said before, the reason I love dad bods is because a dad bod says to me, no, we won't be getting up at 6 a.m. to go running on Saturday morning.
That's right.
We're going to hit a buffet.
That's right.
That's what I love in a man. All right, so he's going to be starring. Go ahead.
I just looked up Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what? She got none of like the bad features.
What are you trying to say?
You know what I mean?
Are you really? Really the bad features of whom?
Well, I mean, of either one of them.
Okay,
she got the best.
Yeah.
You got the best of everything.
You know, and she's also a very nice girl. Your shallow is showing.
No, I just was wanting to see the
happy couple.
How it worked out, because you take an Arnold, right, and then a Maria. You know, they're very definitive-looking people.
They're very good-looking children,
yeah,
too.
They came out great.
They came out great.
Just, okay. Yeah. What is that?
Doesn't
bad?
It sound terrible, Brian?
No, it's a little bit.
I mean, it does,
no,
Bob.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do, and I'm not sure.
It's good for her. Her mother looks a little bit like Skeletor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Thank you.
That's what you're saying. It's what you're saying.
That's the translation. Thank you. Bob says this, and Brian says what he means.
What you're saying.
And I sit here and think, how can this person live with himself?
Right.
All right, we're good.
I never said that. She came out good.
She came out good. I wonder if it skips a generation, that baby's going to be gaggingly ugly.
Right. I know.
All right, Zach Efron's going to be in Three Men and a Baby.
Good.
Will he grow a mustache to play the Tom Selleck role?
It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Well, he's got a great grandfather. I mean, you know, this Schwarzenegger.
Still on the Schwarzenegger thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be fun. Imagine that with Arnold, your grandfather.
I would keep him away from the nanny. Especially if she's changing the sheets.
Oh, my God. All righty, then.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Same
he's the one
think.
Who slept with the maid.
Same
I'm
what
just,
you
know.
Think.
Oh, and you could say, oh, she's not gaggingly ugly like her parents.
I did not say that. I
ended.
We're going to have a nice night on the nice sheets.
Yeah.
Nice, cool sheets. Yeah, be nice. Come on.
Nice fresh shit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Kathy.
Hello.
From Quincy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Say hi to LBF and Brian.
Hi, LBF. Hi, Brian.
Kathy, tell us a little about yourself, Kathy, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm a mother of three. I'm all grown, empty nester here, and I'm a Nina to three.
Nina, or you're a Nina?
A Nina.
Oh,
I'm
that's
Nina.
Cute. Yeah.
He called me Nina, and I stuck with it.
they name you. Let's not kid each other, right?
Exactly.
All right. Kathy, let's see if we can give you $1,000, because every Nina needs a grand, right?
Okay.
All right, here's how it goes. So make sure you get all 10 right. You get $1,000, of course.
Okay.
If you're not sure, just say pass. And if LBF, you have time left on the clock, we'll go back. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here
Very
we go.
Good. Yes.
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What common sock pattern is named for the westernmost region of Scotland?
Plaid.
Who plays Bobby in A Perfect Storm?
Pass.
What was the Tin Man looking for in The Wizard of Oz?
A heart.
What band sings Legs?
ZZ Top.
What was Al Capone's nickname?
Pass.
What TV show character lived at 129 West 81st Street, Apartment 5A in New York City?
I want to say Carrie. Carrie.
What U.S. state's National Guard still calls itself the Green Mountain Boys?
Rangers.
What tree gives us prunes?
Tree.
Oh, Kathy, we ran out of time.
My daughter's going to kill me. Yeah. I should know that one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You got three right. Here's what you missed.
Three right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what common sock pattern is named for the westernmost region of Scotland? That's Argyle. Mark Wahlberg played Bobby. Bobby in A Perfect Storm.
Yeah, how do your mother for me?
Al Capone's nickname was Scarface.
Scarface.
Seinfeld lived at 129 West 81st Street.
Okay, I had no...
The U.S. State's National Guard that still calls itself the Green Mountain Boys, Vermont, and the tree that gives us prunes. Kind of a trick question. A plum tree.
A plum tree.
Oh, okay. I was saying a raisin tree, but I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's grapes.
Hey, Bobby, where you been?
No.
Well,
don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Kathy?
All right, I'm sure.
I know you got three grandkids, so how about a $50 Disney gift card?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Oh, they'll love it.
See? There you go. Hey, Kathy, thank you for playing, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. You all have a wonderful day.
Enjoy the beach.
Yes.
We heard.
Thank you.
Going to the beach. Very nice.
Good day for it.
She's the winner, after all, with that. Okay. Hey, look, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds like Kathy did, just go to WROR.com, sign up there. We could be calling you in the morning for your shot to be super smart.
And check out the game today. It's multiple choice. You can play it and share it with your friends.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, all right. It is 8:28, LBF. What's cool?
Why you should definitely look up tonight unless, like, you're crossing the street or driving. Mm. But look up.
Look up. Okay, look up.
Be safe, but look up.
Okay. All right, Brian.
I'm going to tell you why Bobby Orr will not be getting any tickets on the Cape this summer.
Good story. And would you like to know the exact age that people 65 think is old? So
not 65.
It's not 65.
Okay.
They asked 65-year-olds, how old is old? All right, I'll tell you what they said coming up. All right, let's hear it.
All right, so tonight is the Perseid meteor shower, and it's been going on this week, but tonight's the night. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the peak.
A peak meteor shower.
I've never seen a meteor shower because I fall asleep.
I don't think I have either.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
I've seen them the best up at Winnipesaukee, like out in the middle of the lake at night.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
Because you just look up. They're everywhere. It's amazing.
Wow.
You need to get somewhere dark.
It's just multiple, right?
Shooting stars. They're great.
Wow, that's fun. How many wishes, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's tonight, so look up.
Yeah. When it gets dark?
When it gets dark.
That's the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it, not me. Right, I just want that on the record.
I mean, you can still see him during the day, but... Not as exciting.
No, it really isn't.
It's dark. Just trying to help.
All right.
Brian, let's go to the Cape. Look up. Bobby Orr,
The playoffs are kicking off for the NHL. Bruins are playing tonight at 8 o'clock against the Hurricanes, round one of the playoffs. And Bobby Orr, who just in May celebrated 50 years since the goal, you know the goal. Flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows. It's one of the most iconic sports
Even
pictures.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what LBF will do when bars open.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Fly right through the door.
Right through the door.
What was that? Is that Bobby Orr?
Nope.
Well, Bobby Orr stopped into the Barnstable and the Bourne police stations on yesterday, and dropped off autographed pictures of the picture of the goal, just to thank the police for doing a great job. And
well, you know where this is coming from, right?
He doesn't want to get any tickets on the Cape.
You know where this is coming from?
Where?
Well, I think last week, one of the Bruins had a Boston PD somewhere emblazoned to use the B in Bruins.
Oh, yeah. And then Chara did something, right?
And somebody somewhere photoshopped it out. The Boston Police Department. I think Bobby's just showing that
he's a good guy.
Police.
He's a really good guy.
Really good.
So,
okay.
It's nice to see.
Nice. How old's Bobby?
I don't know.
No.
He's like my dad's age, I think. Yeah.
He's probably 70.
Is he old?
70. He's not old, according to this.
Okay.
Can you Google that while I do this?
Yep.
I just wonder how old Bobby is.
Sure, let's see.
While you're doing that, survey was asked of 65-year-olds, when do you actually think you are going to be old? In that age, they all said, or mostly the answer was, 77.
Bobby Orr is not old.
There you have
good.
It. How old is Bobby?
72.
72. He still has five solid years left before he's considered old.
I'm sure he's happy to hear that.
Yeah. Sorry, Bobby.
Enjoy them, Bobby. From one Bob to another.
Many more to come, I'm sure. The survey says that 77 is when they feel old, but hey, they're willing to stay as long as they can. Now, how about this? 103-year-old woman, Dorothy Pollock from Michigan, celebrated her 103rd birthday by getting her first, finish it,
tattoo.
Yes.
What'd she get?
She got a little green frog. I don't know why. Yeah, she's been in lockdown, but they celebrated her 103rd birthday. She went to a tattoo shop and got what she always wanted, a little green frog tattoo at 103.
Well, you know, at that point where it's going to, like, sort of
it's not going to droop anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, well, that's probably permanently there. So
nobody's going to say, you know, when you get older.
Right.
You know, that's not going to look so good.
I know. I've done that.
Right?
I did that once to a person. Huh? Yeah, I'm not. It was not nice. Somebody got a tattoo, and I'm like, you're going to regret that when you're old.
Well, you're not going to say that to Dorothy.
Nope.
No regrets.
Too late. I'm old.
There you have it. Hey, that's Joe Jackson. Happy birthday, Joe Jackson.
How
66
old?
66 today.
Not old yet.
Not old yet.
No.
Not until 77.
Right.
You see Joe, say happy birthday. All right, it's 8:36. Bob, LBF, and Brian, high of 93. They've adjusted it down from 95. LBF, some good news for you.
Okay.
I know your AC's not working, so.
It's just gone.
Feel
it's
a little
gone.
Better?
We'll check it
93.
Out. It's not coming back.
Down to 73 tonight. A little bit better tomorrow, 87. That should end the heat wave.
Okay.
We got 79 right now.
79 on the way to 93 degrees.
Good day to go to the beach.
Right. I saw your a Facebook post yesterday you made? You put a picture, a video of a shark at the beach.
So
where
here's
was
the thing. This was it was a video from two summers ago,
yeah.
But
where
yesterday,
was
Nauset Beach,
okay.
Which is the National Seashore. It's beautiful. It's where we used to go all the time. Mm-hmm. And at least 11 shark sightings disrupted swimming yesterday.
Jeez.
And over the over the past 2 days.
Is that more than normal?
Like a lot? It seems like in a 24-hour period, it seems like a lot. But this particular video that I posted, I had never seen before because it was a great white shark. At Nauset Beach, where I used to swim within, like, I don't know, 6 feet of shore.
Yeah.
And that drop-off is awesome. That's why riding the waves in there is so great. And as a kid, I never knew that there were sharks in there. And now I will never, ever. I swam on Chappaquiddick.
You would have been a delightful snack.
I would have been excellent.
Right?
Right?
Like just a pre-appetizer.
Like not too, you know.
Little LBF.
Yeah, not too muscly, nice
back
fat
then,
content.
You
I mean, you know, like a good steak.
You would have
been
a nice nosh. Like,
right.
I'm still a little hungry.
Right. Yeah.
Any skills around.
Yes, right. CLLBS.
So that's it. You're done. Huh?
So I'm done. And then I've been watching Shark Week, and that is on the Discovery Channel, and it's been great. I have a new TV and it's big, so I've been really into it.
Oh,
and
name drop.
You guys flex about your pool. I flex about watching TV in 90 degree heat.
Oh boy!
Anyway, yesterday they had Air Shark on, this great white shark breached 15 feet to eat a seal. It was
what was the seal doing up there?
Dead.
They dive from, that's the ones that they get off of South Africa.
Ah.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
it's like the only spot where they do it.
It comes up, right? Is that what you mean?
All I know, yes. Yeah. It comes up from
really
like a whale.
Grabs
15 feet.
Holy
15 feet out of the water. Like Sharknado stuff. Mm. I mean, I saw a shark in the air.
And they don't let go either.
No.
They got you.
No, they don't.
That's
anyway, I'm fascinated by Shark Week. Yeah. I watched Nat Geo's Shark sort of week last week, and now it's Discovery Shark Week.
Look at you.
And Will Smith
Shark
is on tonight.
Week.
Well, I'm so afraid of it that, like, I'm so afraid, deathly afraid of sharks
that
I just need to, like, look at it more and
it's
more.
It's like if you had a fear of flying watching aircraft.
Yes.
You couldn't.
I have a fear of sharks. I have a fear of natural disasters and zombies, so I watch a lot of disaster movies.
Makes sense.
And War of the Worlds.
Yeah, some of those make sense. No, some don't.
Well,
I'm kind
Smith's
of riding
on.
Along, and all of a sudden it's like, but anyway.
9 o'clock tonight, Will Smith off the deep end.
Is Jada going to be there?
Well, she's entangled in something else.
She's
maybe a fishing net.
Yeah, oh boy.
He'd like to have
some fishnets involved.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.